the airwaves toll-free. 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. As we launch here into the third hour of the program with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to go right back into your phone calls. Then, coming up, the Hajj. More reflections from one of our listeners that went on a Hajj, his Hajj, to Mecca. And we'll tell you more about that. It's a pilgrimage that Muslims are supposed to take, if they can afford to do it. We'll share with you some of his reflections from his Hajj. I think it's pretty interesting stuff. But first, we go back to the phones and the fun. Ladies first, Jonna is on the line listening in California on the Amplifieds. Hey, Jonna.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was calling about the school bond issues. I am from Northern California. I just recently finished my term on a school board, high school board. I probably lost my reelection because I was the only board member who did not support the bond measure that we put in front of our community.
So but just to give our listeners a recap, if they're just tuning in, it was last hour that we talked about California school boards voting for these bonds that they don't have to pay any payments on until a while in the future, and then at that point they owe a significant amount of interest. There was one of them that was $100 million, and they now owe $1 billion on that loan. So
clearly irresponsible.
It's crazy stuff, and overall across the state, there's just billions and billions of dollars that are owed to these payments.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this, Jonna. So you were, how did you not supporting the bond get you, not reelected? Is it just that people were uninformed? Tell me about that.
Yes. Well, here's how it worked. We were seeking. We have a legal limit as to how much we can ask for. We were going for the max, which was going to be $9 million bond. We're a small school district, so for us it was $9 million. No one could ever give us a straight answer. Our administration, the guy who came to do the sales job on it, how much it was going to cost at the end. Because what you do is you decide, we want to put this in front of the voters. They say, yes, we want $9 million because I was part of a school that's 50 years old. It is in horrible condition. I never argue that fact. It is needed lots of repairs, lots of refurbishing. And people, all they think of is the only way we can get the money is to tax everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only source. And my thing was, but it's not going to be $9 million. You guys don't even know how much it's going to be. It's going to be probably $45 to $50 million that you're going to pay for that $9 million.
Who is it that ponies this money up, by the way? I don't know much about bonds. I called it a loan earlier, but I guess that's not entirely accurate. Like, is it a bank?
They sell these bonds to get your $9 million up front.
It's an investment.
And then we as the property owners, are going to have an increase in our property taxes to, over the next 30 years, pay off that $9 million plus interest to those bonds, the people who bought the bonds.
I see.
So you have a company who's selling them.
Huh.
And so for us, the way they sold it to the community, and it doesn't sound that bad. It's like it's only going to be, the average homeowner's only going to pay $45 a year extra.
Mm. Yeah.
So people think in their head, okay, well, you know, $45 a month.
I can handle that.
It's for the kids. My argument from the beginning...
And you are obviously against the kids, Jonna, because you voted against it.
Well, my argument from the beginning, and it was a great chance to throw out some good voluntarist-type principles to this community that's never heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
I said, here's the thing. We haven't tried anything else. We haven't asked a solitary person, not one business, not one person, hey, could you donate some money to help us with our building problem?
Yeah, and they're never going to do it. They're never going to ask.
Right. We didn't ask. I kept saying, we haven't asked one person. I said,
why ask when you can take?
I have more confidence in our community. I think the community knows the school needs help. Why can't we put confidence in our community that they'll step up to the plate?
How did someone like you ever get elected in the first place? Was it one of those things where they didn't even really know who you were and you just kind of got accidentally voted in?
Well, people knew who I was. I do the newspaper in town, and I'm pretty vocal, but they weren't. People agree, but they don't. Do you know what I mean? It's like, yes, no on taxes.
Right.
And then
until the taxes want to pay for something I want.
Exactly. So they know I'm pretty conservative, but I'm sure they didn't know how far, you know, and how far I was into the non-aggression principle and not coercing people just because you like something. I was one of the more vocal people. I held the board accountable. People liked that.
Sure.
But ultimately, they didn't like it because they didn't like it that I didn't support this bond, of which 62% of the voters approved.
So it did go to voters.
Yes, it went to voters, 62% approved.
So in that case, Mark, then we were speculating earlier that it was the board members who voted for these things. In some cases, it looks like it was actual voters who came out. And of course, you know, in that case, then they sort of are on the hook. It's just the rest of the voters that were against it. They're screwed.
No, what happens is, as a board, we decide. The voters get to decide if we, because the voters said yes, go for it. Then we as the board still had to vote to, quote, activate it and initiate the sales. We don't have to. You can the voters say, yes, we want a bond, and the board could decide, because there's been a change in the board since I lost my position, the board who actually votes may say, we don't want to activate it.
Got it.
We don't want to initiate it, which the other board in my town, which is unheard of in California, there's only like two boards that have ever done that, but the other board in my town did do that. They said, we're not activating it. So one of the things I would tell people is, do you understand there could be two bonds issued on you because the other board just hasn't activated theirs. They can do it at any time they want. They can do it 20 years from now, whenever, because we the people said, yeah, we want it.
Man.
But the reason why the other board didn't activate is because it was when the market was going down, the housing market. They weren't going to get as much money as they initially thought.
So they are holding out then. They're waiting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it.
So, yeah, and then in our community, we're kind of one of the poorer counties in California, Yuba County. Several other people on different boards, the college board and another high school board, the news reported they probably lost their positions because they supported some poor bonds. And I thought, well, I lost because I didn't support. But the difference was those boards already issued them. So people could see, oh, wow, that's a lot of interest.
The consequences.
Shame on them for doing that to us.
Yeah.
For me, so they haven't been issued.
They want the free money, but they don't want to make
consequences.
The payments.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is just standard human behavior.
It's
and
like a
why
teenager
people,
with their first credit card.
It's why people shouldn't have votes. Nobody should be able to vote on anybody else's spending because they don't. I mean, you know, when it comes down to it, they have no skin in the game.
Yep, and I just kept pushing. I'm not against helping the school. I just think we should try some other methods before we go to forcing everyone to pay, whether they like it or not.
Wow, so you tried to apply voluntarist principles from the inside of a school board position and were ousted as a result.
Goodbye, lady.
Yeah. It's tough to be a liberty lover in California.
I'm proud.
I'm proud that you did it too. I'm just sorry that, you know, I'm sorry you live in a town that would vote you out for this.
Yeah, that's California for you though, right? And it's got to be frustrating.
I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't.
Yeah. So it gives us more impetus to get to New Hampshire fast.
Oh, lovely! Are you coming here? That's fantastic.
Well, that's our plan. And I heard my husband the other day for the first time actually say, we better get ready to move to New Hampshire.
Right on. Get on it. We'll see you when you get here. And, Jonna, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. The more doers, the more people that actually are willing to get active for liberty, we can concentrate in the same place, the better off we'll be. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave.
And I've got no idea what makes a website successful. Believe me, I've tried.
Lucky for Dave, there's web.com. Web.com will build his website and yours for free. You heard right. You can do what over 3 million small businesses have already done. Team with the experts at web.com to get a website built for free. Plus, you'll get 30 days to experience our comprehensive hosting, support, maintenance, and marketing on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and hundreds of other locations absolutely risk-free. For more information on getting your website built for free, call web.com today.
Wow, thanks. I feel much better.
You can make that call.
Call web.com today at 855-885-2819. That's 855-885-2819. Or visit web.com/radio.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Reflections from the Hajj coming up here in a moment. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything that you want. Also want to remind you to visit freetalklive.com, where you can get signed up for our news updates. Follow us via email, Twitter, or Facebook. Your preference. All of them are free. Go to news.freetalklive.com.
Well, I mentioned mortgageminuteguide.com in a previous segment. Just wanted to tell you about a rate that's available to you. It's nothing like these bonds we've been talking about for California school districts. You can get a 2.5% rate on a 15-year fixed loan. One of the advantages of the 15-year fixed, because a lot of people say, oh, 30-year fixed is the only way to go. This is the only country in the world where they do 30-year fixed at the rate that they do them. I mean, you know, most countries, they want to get it paid off sooner, and you pay far less in interest with a 15-year fixed. This is likely, 2.5% is likely the lowest rate you're ever going to see. The politicians and the fiscal are talking about the fiscal cliff coming up, and one of the things they're thinking about eliminating is home interest deductions. So, you know, now might be the time to make that move. On a $150,000 house, the payment's only $1,000 a month. You can go to their website at MortgageMinuteGuy.com and answer their three-question application in order to get one of their experts to call you. Or you can call them at 866-288-0088. They do loans in all 50 states. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088.
All right, let's go to the phones to your thoughts. Dave, listening in Montana to LRN.FM. Hey, Dave.
Hey, yo, long day free talk live.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I wanted to talk about the earthquakes and the mine stuff.
Sure.
The earth travels at 66,000 miles an hour. It's spinning at 1,030 miles per hour. There's not a moment that the earth ain't quaking somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Shaking, rattling, and rolling,
yep.
Flying through space. It's a miracle we're all alive, man.
Indeed.
And anybody worried about an earthquake is kind of like worried about nothing, because the earth is quaking all the time, man. It's like I said, you know, it's just flying through space, spinning around, crazy.
Well, I think what Sam was saying here is not that he's as concerned about earthquakes as much as that, you know, he's very interested in this new science about the prediction of quakes.
Well, he did say he thinks so.
How could you predict it? It's,
I don't know.
Like, we're traveling at 66,000 miles an hour, flying through space, spinning at 1,000 miles an hour. You can't predict. Everything's shaking and rattling and rolling.
I'm with you. I think it's kind of silly. But then again, maybe, you know, if you had enough data, if you had enough information, you might be able to make some sort of accurate prediction. Whether or not humans have gotten to the point where they can collect that amount of data and analyze it to the point where they can accurately do these things.
It changes, though. You know, you're flying,
yeah, it does.
We're flying through space, man.
Well, that's one of the things he was saying, Dave, is that he thinks it's making things worse. He thinks that, that things are getting worse, that there are more natural disasters happening at a greater clip more often.
Come on. It's throughout history, man. Look at the geology. This planet's been flooded a few times. Mountains are created by big plates banging up against each other. You know, it's been doing it forever. Big deal that's happening right now.
Yeah, I'm not going to spend my time, you know, researching into it.
I feel lucky if I get to see a mountain get born, you know. If I see that, that doesn't happen in, you know, eons. I'd feel, like, honored that I got to witness it.
Dave, great call tonight, man.
And,
I appreciate
also the Mayan thing.
Yeah, sure.
On YouTube, there's an old Mayan dude that tells the story about, you know, what's happening with the Mayan thing, and he says the white man misinterpreted it.
Of course.
He never said it's going to be the end of the world and everything. It's an end of an age and everything. And the white dudes always misinterpret everything that, you know, religious or the Indians, because
sure,
they were pagans, you know.
Dave, great call, man. Appreciate the thoughts tonight. And
don't worry about it, huh?
Thank you, sir. Yep. Hey, very good, sir. Thanks.
Don't worry about it.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's how I feel. I mean, there's nothing I can do. If it's true what Sam says about the earthquakes are getting worse and there's more hurricanes or whatever, if all these natural disasters are happening more often, there's nothing I can do about it.
You can give all your money to amp.freetalklive.com.
I already kind of do give.
Not you, everybody else.
But no, I mean, really, about, you know, handling these natural disasters. Okay, you know, if you've got some food stored away, that's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
Right? That's helpful.
Get it by emergencyfoods.com.
Right. And so, you know.
Do you have some gear, perhaps, from manventureoutpost.com?
Yeah, preparing yourself. Maybe have survival information in case you need to, you know, take some actions.
Strategicsurvival.com.
Right. So, I mean, you can be prepared for something traumatic happening in your life. But to spend one's time obsessing over whether or not it's going to happen, I don't see the point. I'm not saying that's what Sam's doing.
If that's what you enjoy doing,
but yeah, that's,
then go ahead.
Right. If learning, if reading about tragedy and you know, following the statistics is your hobby, then man, that's cool. Everybody's got to have a hobby. But to be concerned about it or to be worried, there's nothing you can do, right? Like, you, as a little ant on this planet, aren't going to be able to stop the earthquakes. If it's true that they're happening more often, you know, you can complain. There's nothing you can really do about it. You can tell people that you think they're happening more often, and what are they going to do? Stop going to work? Are they going to, you know, stop taking care of their family? I mean, people, life goes on. And if it doesn't go on, if we're all, like, extinguished by some giant worldwide earthquake tomorrow, then, oh, well.
What can you do?
Right. All you can do is enjoy the now that you have. All you can do is focus now and make your life better now and plan for the future as though it will be there. You know, don't plan as though the 21st is going to be the end of the world, because then you'll totally screw up all your priorities. And if it turns out you were wrong, then you've gone and sold your house, sold your business, you know, extinguished your bank account, and now you have nothing left on the 22nd when you wake up in the morning.
Yeah, and even, you know, like he said, many Mayans are saying that, yeah, nothing's going to happen here.
Exactly. So, 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, did you have something about strategic survival?
No, I'm ManVentureOutpost.com is what I wanted to tell you about. If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com has the name brands you want, the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, boating equipment, and a bevy of other things. ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got more things than we could ever possibly mention here on the air. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they've got the lowest prices. Go check for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Last week, we shared with you, and this was the Friday show, Mark, so you didn't hear the first episode of the Hajj Reflections from Davi Barker, who is the Muslim agorist. He writes over at MuslimAgorist.com. He recently returned from his Hajj pilgrimage, and for those that don't know, that is the trip that one must take as a Muslim to Mecca. And if you can afford it. So if it's possible, you are supposed to take this pilgrimage. And he did. And it gave him the opportunity to reflect on some important matters. And he's got some thoughts that he wants to share. And I thought they were interesting, so we'll share those with you coming up. Also, you can bring up whatever's on your mind as well. Take control here at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of bleaching your teeth for $40, $50, or $60, only to find them getting yellow after 4 weeks again? Bleaching your teeth only changes the stains from yellow to clear, but doesn't actually clean the stain off of your teeth, causing them to turn back to that yellow, ugly color again. Introducing the Power Swabs Teeth Whitening System, the only whitening system that uses the power of stain-out swabs to actually remove the stains off of your teeth, so they stay whiter longer. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts the stains off of your teeth. And the best part is Power Swabs works in under 5 minutes. No more messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab on Power Swabs and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. Best of all, unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth as well as veneers, caps, and crowns. Call for your risk-free supply. Dial 1-800-206-9039. That's 1-800-206-9039. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Try Power Swabs risk-free. 1-800-206-9039.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Ha ha ha! Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
About anything you would like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Just enjoy the features that we have on the site. They are free for you. Once again, freetalklive.com, and the features include listening options like live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show, various different stream sizes for different internet connections. We actually had the LRN.FM is my little internet project radio network thing that I do on the side as a hobby, and it also has three streams. One of the streams went down the other day due to server issues. But that's one of the reasons why we have three streams. Somebody had posted online about it. Well, your stream's down. Well, I appreciated the heads up, but just because one stream is down doesn't mean the other stream's down. So if you ever have a situation like that where, you know, the high bandwidth stream isn't working, try the mid bandwidth one and see if that one's working. Most of the time, it will be because they're hosted on two different streaming servers. So if one server's having an issue, the other one's probably fine. So go to listen.freetalklive.com and get tuned into our live streams. Also learn about our over 100 great radio stations that air the show at various different times throughout the week. There's our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where you'll hear us on two different channels throughout the week. And in addition to that, we're on free-to-air KU-band satellite, as well as the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com.
HowToWinInCourt.com. Have you ever wanted to take a complaint to trial, but you didn't want to spend the money on an attorney? HowToWinInCourt.com is the solution. It's a course for people who don't have an attorney. Teaches you the court's rules, and until you know those rules for the court, you're not going to win. You're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. This is the new and improved jurisdictionary course. It's called HowToWinInCourt.com, and it's written so that the average eighth grader can learn it over the weekend. Once you have completed the course, you get an honorary degree of Juris Doctor. Their brand new website has all kinds of free tools. Go there, use the free tools, check it out, then buy the course. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. HowToWinInCourt.com. When you check out online, you can let them know how you found out about us. It's Free Talk Live Radio there as the option. If you call them in order to buy, just mention Free Talk Live in your call. It's HowToWinInCourt.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, that allows you to take control of these airways, and you may do that. But in the meantime, we'll talk to you about the Hajj. And it is the pilgrimage that all who are Muslim must take, if they can afford it, during their lifetime. And one of our listeners did it recently. Dobby Barker is his name.
Why is that?
Just one of those things. God said in the Quran.
Oh, great.
So earlier this month, I returned home from Hajj, the Islamic pilgrimage to Mecca. They say, by the way, he's writing over at Alt-Muslim, which is found at patheos.com. It is the Islamic pilgrimage to Mecca. They say the sign of a successful pilgrimage is that your life changes. Well, I got that in spades, as I'll explain. But the strangest thing about being back is when people ask me, how was it? Like I was returning from a Sunday matinee or dentist appointment. I don't think it's possible to summarize in words pithy enough for casual conversation. The closest I've come is, it was not what I hoped, but everything I needed. It reminded me of the spiral dance, a name popularized by the author Starhawk for a motif that is ubiquitous across spiritual traditions. The maypole, Yggdrasil. It is the concept of traveling to and circling the axis mundi, only to discover that the journey had a beginning, but has no ending, because the boundaries of the circle were always ephemeral. Before I left, my consciousness was centered around maintaining my own integrity along the journey. Integrity is all too cheap in this world, so cheap, in fact, that the public order has left almost no accommodation for it whatsoever. A person of integrity is by necessity a rebel, because one can no longer do anything, no longer travel, no longer buy or sell, no longer milk cows and drink children's lemonade, without the public order demanding that we compromise our integrity.
Indeed.
On this journey, I would contend with two bureaucracies before I would reach my destination, the TSA and the Saudi regime. On the application for a Hajj visa, one is asked to sign a document to the effect that they accept all the laws of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. In the document published by the Saudi embassy,
How does one do that when one doesn't know all the laws?
Indeed. Describing their basic laws, Article 1 defines them as a sovereign Arab-Islamic state. I don't see how I could possibly sign such trash with my integrity intact. So I didn't. I wrote under duress, and thankfully bureaucracies are too bloated and inefficient to catch small details most of the time.
Right.
To explain why I cannot agree to define Saudi Arabia as an Islamic state...
I wonder if you could make your signature under duress.
You could. You absolutely can.
There's no reason...
Your signature can look like anything.
Right. It could look like anything, and it's not like anybody reads it at all. So if you just do under duress and sort of a... Under duress in sort of a stylized
fancy manner. Yeah. To explain why I cannot agree to define Saudi Arabia as an Islamic state, to whatever extent such a thing can exist or should, here's a little background. The Saudi regime is hardly even a government. It is a British-created, America-backed oil cartel and little else. Armed and funded by the British in exchange for oil rights, the Saud family slaughtered the Muslims of Arabia who wouldn't accept their doctrine, pushing adherents of traditional Islam into North Africa and surrounding Arab nations. They modeled their state on a British principality, not anything indigenous to Islamic culture, and became honorary Knights of the Bath, a British military order of chivalry. Since then, they've bulldozed dozens, maybe hundreds, of historical sites and monuments that have been part of the Islamic heritage for over 1,000 years. They desecrated the graves of many prominent historical figures, including members of the Prophet Muhammad's family, and they destroyed the history of their own rise to power by banning books which criticized their doctrine. So forgive me if I see their Islamic paraphernalia as pure propaganda, and them as satanic usurpers of Islam's holiest sites. There's a saying of the Prophet Muhammad's that has long been my favorite, says Dobby. He writes, which is, quote, "The greatest jihad is proclaiming the truth in the face of a tyrant." Boy, now that's kind of a shock, isn't it, to anybody that maybe is just tuning in for the first time and hearing us talk about the Muslim religion on this show? I'm not a Muslim, and Mark, nor are you.
No.
Nor am I a Christian, and nor are you, Mark.
Not really. Not only in the greater, perhaps, societal sense.
What does that mean?
I'm from Western culture. I believe in God, and my views of God are centered around, probably to some extent, defined by sort of the Christian God that I was taught about.
I see. But you're not actually a Christian.
I do not believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God any more than I am the Son of God.
Then
I do
you're
believe
not
myself,
a Christian.
I do believe myself to be the Son of God. I just don't think that Jesus Christ is in any way, it was any way more powerful. He was perhaps greater man, more influential, and maybe cooler to be around, but, you know, whatever.
But this is an interesting quote, right? The greatest jihad, this is from Prophet Muhammad, the greatest jihad is proclaiming the truth in the face of a tyrant. Now, that's a lot different from what they talk about on Fox News, right?
Sickle swords, you know, killing Christians
where
towns or whatever.
You know, the supposed, you know, the scary story about Muslims is that they're all out there. Radical Muslims are going to take over this country, and they're going to force, they're going to, you know, through jihad, they're going to kill people, innocent, peaceful Christians, and they hate us for our freedom. And, you know, the word jihad is thrown around a lot as though this is, you know, this is what a jihad is to go and kill your enemies. But in point of fact, that is not what the jihad is. The greatest jihad is proclaiming the truth in the face of a tyrant. But it has always seemed like an apparent contradiction to another of his more popular sayings, that the greatest jihad is the inner struggle against the false self. During my trip, it occurred to me that there is no contradiction here at all. One describes the macrocosm and the other, the microcosm, of the same basic struggle between truth and falsehood. The tyrant is a false self at large, dispelled by truth, not by force. And the false self is itself a tyrant, enslaving the true self by illusion. It forbids you from taking action, censors you from speaking out, and rules you by fear. So the inner struggle is in reality to proclaim the truth in your own face, because your worst tyrant is you.
This is interesting. The Quakers, which of which I am one, believe that one must find God's truth from the light within.
Mm.
And that's what I'm hearing here, is that the greatest jihad is to put down the false self that you have been taught to portray and be true to yourself.
855-453.
That is incredibly difficult to do. It's like the Richard Bach book that says that here's God's greatest commandment, be happy all of your days.
Mm.
Hey, how do you do that?
Indeed. And the Prophet Muhammad did say that the greatest, you know, it's the internal struggle that is the great jihad. The lesser jihad is any struggles you have that are outside of yourself. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up about the Hajj and reflections.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-335-1958. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff? Or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-335-1958. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-335-1958. That's 1-800-335-1958.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the the lowest online prices guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free on our site. If you like the show and you would like to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a free bumper sticker. The instructions are there as to how you can go about doing that. Also, you can download web banners, graphics you can use in your website, your blog. You can actually get high-res stuff, too, like our logo, for instance, or the font that we use. It's all there, all those tools. You can put them to use for whatever purpose you'd like, because we don't believe in that intellectual property stuff. So head on over to promote.freetalklive.com. We've got a variety of tools there that can help you get Free Talk Live to more ears around the world. That's promote.freetalklive.com. Speaking of around the world, we are sharing with you the Hajj, and we'll continue with that in a moment. But something else that's worldly is the Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's worldwide. You can, for instance, you can buy Bitcoins in your, you know, in Russian rubles at one of the more than million locations that
worldwide in 30 countries.
In more than 30 countries that BitInstant.com makes available to you. You can get on a plane, fly to the United States. You can transfer those same bitcoins into U.S. dollars, and you've got them right there. You didn't have to take it through customs or anything like that. That's one of the things that bitcoins really do, is they empower the individual with their own money. They give you control over your own money. And that is it's a revolutionary idea. You don't even understand the implications. I don't even understand the implications of this because we're still ferreting them out. BitInstant.com. You should get some Bitcoin because I really think they're going to be worth a whole bunch of money in the future. BitInstant.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. We're going through some notes, some reflections from the Hajj. Now, the Hajj is a pilgrimage that one must take as a Muslim, as is prescribed by the Quran, and must if you can afford it. There are certain ways you know that you can avoid it. If you are too poor to take the Hajj, okay, then you can't go. But if you can do it, you're supposed to. Anyway, one of our listeners, Davi Barker, who writes at the Muslim Agorist at MuslimAgorist.com, has been sharing his thoughts over at Alt Muslim, Global Perspectives on Muslim Life, Politics, and Culture, available through Patheos.com. And he's talking about the greatest jihad and how apparently there are a couple of different quotes that some people believe are contradictory about the greatest jihad, but he explains that he believes that they are actually complementary to one another. One of the sayings is that the Prophet Muhammad is known as saying the greatest jihad is proclaiming the truth in the face of a tyrant. And then another quote has to do with the greatest jihad being the internal struggle. And he suggests that the internal struggle is in reality to proclaim the truth in your own face because your worst tyrant is you. I mean, surely you've heard that we're all our own greatest enemy, and I believe that is the case.
Sounds right to me.
We're our greatest critics and our greatest naysayers, and usually getting past our own internal struggles is the most difficult portions of anything that we do.
Agreed.
And that's why the greatest jihad is that, which is internal. He does talk about, by the way, in the Quran, because I read it when I was in jail.
The Quran.
So I know a little bit about it.
Yeah, I haven't read it.
He does talk about the lesser jihad, which is the one that is typically discussed in the mainstream media, that, oh, the jihad, they're killing the Christians and all this. That's not even what jihad is. Anything that's an external struggle is the lesser jihad. So whether that, you know,
means a struggle.
Right. And the Muslims, you know, what they're told is that they're not supposed to be going out and, you know, there's no proclamation to kill anybody. The way that things were done,
certainly some seem to take a certain amount of joy in it.
Well, there's crazy Christians and there's crazy Muslims, right? I mean, there's always extremists in any religion.
I agree with you. I don't think that, you know, at this point they haven't been going and executing Muslims in the United States. People haven't been stringing them up or anything. You don't see any lynchings, whereas you do see those in some foreign countries of Christians there.
I don't know, man. I mean, there's crazy people everywhere. I'm not going to say that has nothing to do with the
dumber and the more backwards and less educated you are,
yeah,
the more likely you are to hold to these old 1,000-year-old, 2,000-year-old bits of nonsense, misinterpret them,
and believe
all kinds of people that tell you stuff.
Right.
I think that people generally in the United States are better educated, and they know that they're not going to get away with it. There's more law enforcement and things like that. So there you go.
No, I agree with you. It's misinterpretation. I mean, it's really clear to me, at least in the version of the Quran that I read, and I also read some of the there's like a Muslim organization here in the U.S. that prints up pamphlets and information, and I looked at some of the information about why people misinterpret this stuff. It's pretty clear to me that, you know, there is no proclamation about killing anybody who's innocent out there. And in fact, there's not even a proclamation against, you know, or for killing one's own enemies. The Muslim, kind of the orthodox Islam is that one should allow the aggressors to stop. Let me see if I can clarify. If someone's aggressing against you, you have the right to defend yourself by Muslim standards.
Mm-hmm.
You have the right to defend yourself. But if they turn around and quit and go home, then you're supposed to let them.
So you don't have to chase them down and kill the third generation or something.
No, it would
like
be inappropriate. It would be against the, you know, the proclamations
like
of God.
Sounds like forgiveness to me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and there's even stories in there about how the Prophet Muhammad, there's historical stories. It's not in the Quran, but there's history about Muhammad and his story and about how he had done that. You know, people had come after him and that he forgave many of those folks. So, anyway, that aside, let's go back to the Hajj here and the reflections. Talking about how the worst tyrant is you. And Davi says that this has been a major change for me, acknowledging that there is no political solution to the problem of an illegitimate public order. If there is a solution to the problem of liberty and tyranny in our lives, it's a personal one. It is to act, to speak, and to think with integrity. No political solution is viable. Electing a duopoly candidate is no solution, and electing a third party or independent candidate is non-viable. Democracy and politics more generally always produces a tensegrity that must eventually collapse. Historically, tyrannical powers collapse either by overextending their military or overprinting their currency.
Yeah, that sounds right.
The United States is poised for both.
Both of those.
And any potential solution to this crash will be resisted by the powers that benefit from these policies.
Yeah.
Candidates who propose these solutions will be marginalized.
Yeah.
Civilians who demand these solutions with any effectiveness will be targeted.
Mm-hmm.
And the ship is sinking. The only viable solutions are to look for a life raft or learn to swim. Now, I disagree with one part of that, and that is that there are no political solutions. I think there is a political solution. It's here in New Hampshire. It's to get people who love liberty together so they can get active and have an effect in the politics inside the system. Like, as far as the national level goes, I agree. There's no solution there. There's nothing that can change Washington, D.C. There's no amount of effort concerted that will have an effect on that system. That is destined for failure, and the best we can do is insulate ourselves from it and get the hell, you know, away from it. But as far as New Hampshire is concerned, we've had an effect already with only 1,100 people that are here now as part of the Free State Project, and we'll see more of an effect as more people make the move.
13,000, more than 13,000 yeah. signers.
So finally he asks, how does one speak, act, and think with integrity? That became the center of my thinking over the course of the trip and will become the question driving my advocacy moving forward. So it sounded like it was a real worthwhile journey for him.
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting. I've been given a definition of having integrity is doing the same things that you say that you'll do by the time you say you'll do them.
That's a good one.
Living by your word. Now, I think that there's probably deeper than that, but that's a nice thing to be able to do. Probably living true to yourself at the moment sounds to me like integrity, and I think that that's going to be really tough to do because there's all kinds of things that I feel are immoral that we're prescribed to do day in and day out in
or
modern culture. Yeah, and, you know, what are you going to do? It's, I don't think that I should...
Do the right thing as often as you possibly can.
As often as you can. But, you know, you got to understand what the consequences are when you do them. For instance, property taxes are due, in my town, and
yep,
I don't have any desire whatever to pay those people that money in order, to pay money to send their kids to school. Take educational money away from my kid to give to their kids
right.
to send them to school. To me, that's immoral, that I'm letting them steal from me, that I should stand up and say no. But I know what they'll do. Not only will they take my kid's education money twice a year, but they'll go ahead and take the house that he lives in. And then they'll blame it on me. They'll say that I'm the bad parent because I didn't do whatever it was that they said.
Or that you don't
petty
support the community.
Tyrants that they are.
You don't support the children.
They don't support my child.
Mm.
I mean, these people, they have their kids. I've got my kid. Go ahead and take care of your kids. I'm educating mine. Why do I have to educate yours, too?
But you're going to pay the bill.
I'm going to have to. I mean, what
else
can
you
do?
You could say
I could let them take the property so they steal it and then get the money down the road. I can't stop them from getting the money.
If we have enough people who refuse, they can't take everyone's
right.
property.
But two isn't enough.
No, I agree with you. And there aren't enough people living here yet.
I don't have the anger management skills to let these people take my house. Sorry.
I'm not saying you have to let them take your house. Call people out. We'll camp out on the property or something like that. We'll occupy. See
yeah.
and take it then.
Yeah. They'll take it. Don't worry.
Eventually they will. That's the problem. They can come in any day they want.
And
you can't have everybody camp out at the house every single day forever. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Be free.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Land in Buenos Aires, then our shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.